flat. Call the meeting to order.
Sexton. Cagle.
Here.
Figueroa Dixon. Fava.
Here.
Pugh.
Present.
Solar.
Here.
Thor.
Present. Okay, we need approval of the agenda.
I'll move, Solar.
Second, Cagle.
Been moved and second, any discussion? Seeing none, need approval of minutes for the meeting of August 7th, 2026.
Do you want to call a vote on the agenda? The agenda motion didn't have a vote yet. We need to vote on the agenda first.
Okay.
We moved and seconded, but we haven't voted yet.
Okay, it was moved and second, and it was open for discussion. Nobody had any discussion. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Need approval of the minutes for the previous meeting, August 7th, 2026.
I'll move, Solar.
Second, Cagle.
Been moved and second. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Okay, we need public participation.
I don't believe we have any today.
Seeing none. Presentation from outside entity. Is that you, Rita?
They're on new business. We're on the agenda. She's on the agenda.
Oh, she's on the agenda. Okay. Communication from the board?
Sure, I'll do one real quick. If you have time this afternoon around 3 o'clock till about 5, post 559 North Hickory in Champaign, we'll be having the 9/11 memorial service today. So a little bit of food if you want to stop by. It's a nice place to be. There you go.
Okay, any more communication? Seeing now we're going to new business. And the engineer is gonna start.
Okay, and Emma, you're gonna be presenting first?
Yes. Sorry, I have a presentation for you all.
Okay, what that, did you didn't get it?
My computer's not allowing me to sign in right now.
We couldn't put it online either.
Yeah,
okay.
No, I never had that happen before.
Okay.
I'm so confused.
I can see myself doing that.
Yeah, so I'm like, reference what I put up there. But yeah, thank you all for having us here today. I'm Emma Woods. I am the Project Compliance Operations Monitor for CCARTS, the Champaign County Area Rural Transit System. And today we are discussing, first item is the Consolidated Vehicle Procurement Application on behalf of CCARTS. So we anticipate applying for 7 new vehicles, well, replacement vehicles, to our fleet. In the presentation, I had a good breakdown of the mileage of those vehicles. So all of the vehicles that we are applying for are over that 120,000 mile useful life threshold set by the FTA. And so we are applying for everything that qualifies under that discretion. I believe like majority of them were like 180,000 around there.
180,000.
Yeah. And we've been told that to not anticipate another round of consolidated like CVP applications for next few years. So we're hoping to apply for as many as we need at this time to hopefully avoid a situation that we were in the past few years where we were delayed receiving those vehicles. So yes, I believe the way our consolidated vehicle procurement process works is that it is funding provided from the FTA that is transferred through the Illinois Department of Transportation and then funneled down to us. So this funding does not come about for anything of C-CART's budgeting items or anything like that, just coming straight from federal funding. So that's the first item we were gonna discuss. Sarah, do you have any other thoughts on that?
No, I mean, we're putting probably about 30 or 40,000 miles a year on the van, so we're just keeping track of how long it's on last us.
Yeah.
Sarah Hoff, she's the C-CART's operational manager from MTV.
I think I've met a few of you, but nice to meet everybody.
Thank you, Sarah.
But yeah, I think that's really it, is that we're just keeping track and knowing how many years we have, so yeah. Trying to get as much as we can.
What's the lead time on getting new vehicles in?
Well, we got, how many did we,
it's been seven, bad,
seven,
I know.
Seven
we just got seven last year.
Yeah.
That was our celebration.
Yeah. It was nice coming in during that.
Yes, yes.
You guys go.
Yes, there.
I did it.
No,
I didn't take any part.
Yeah, so we received seven vehicles last year. Yesterday, I was just at the Human Services Transportation meeting around a lot of other people who are also applying. We've been told 18 months is kind of the ideal that we would receive the vehicles we were applying for in this process. Last time it took 5 years, so yeah.
We are hoping that it's going to be less than 5 years. Yes. COVID was on the way and that delayed the delivery of the vehicles. But I would say between 18 months and 3 years.
Yeah.
And during that time, probably more vehicles would be deteriorated.
Me and Rita are currently working on using our awarded rebuild funding as well. That's been a long process. We were awarded three vehicles in our rebuild application previously, but due to changing prices and everything, we're gonna use those funds to purchase two vehicles. And so we're hoping getting those two vehicles in the next year, hopefully bridge that gap while we're awaiting these CPPs. So yeah, that's about the consolidated vehicle procurement process, including your packets is a copy of our application as well, if you'd like to look over our justifications included on that.
One thing is that we are applying for seven, which is almost $1 million.
Yeah.
There is no guarantee that we are going to get all seven vehicles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We are applying for all that we have under the directions of the mileage that we have exceeded. We are hoping to at least get five, but there is no guarantee that we are going to get all.
Yeah.
Because it's $1 million, and there are several agencies asking for a lot of.
Thank you, Rita. So yeah, that's all I have related to the CBP application. The next item that we are needing the Highway Committee's approval for is the.
We need to get that.
Oh, do we want to do that first?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so RPC is requesting approval of the resolution authorizing the application for capital assistance grant for paratransit vehicles under the Illinois Department of Transportation General Authority from Champaign County.
First, Pew.
Second, Cagle.
You moved and second. Any discussion?
Just real quick, because it is item B on here.
Oh, I did backwards?
Yeah.
So sorry.
No problem. But do we have to do something about that? Looking at Sullard. That's fine. Okay, right.
So sorry. Yeah.
Seeing that, all in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Anyone opposed?
All right, so we'll go back to the first item under new business. Approve the resolution authorizing the execution of the Rantoul service contract between Champaign County and the Village of Rantoul.
Thank you, all of you. So yes, next item is about the Rantoul service contract between Champaign County Area Rural Transit System. And yeah, we run a fixed route system through the Village of Rantoul currently. We are making some adjustments to the existing routes and timing of everything due to feedback that we've been given from riders who are using C-cards to go to work and different things like that. Sarah, would you like to?
Yeah, so the routes just really need a refresh so that transfer times match up a little bit better. And we're also finding that factory workers, their shifts start at 6 a.m. and 3 p.m. And right now they're getting there like 4 minutes before. They still need to go in and change. So what we're doing is we're going to start the four routes in the a.m. and those four routes in the p.m. 15 minutes earlier and match up some transfer points. So that makes sense coming through Champaign or people trying to get to Rantoul to work, Rantoul to Champaign to work. So just matching out some of those transfer points that don't match up right now. Moving our schedules up 15 minutes to get those factory workers, because that's really some of the most ridership that we've lost over the years. It is from that direct fixed route going out to the factories. So that's really the main thing. I'm trying to think about the slides, what else is on there. As part of this agreement, the Village of Rantoul has agreed to replace some bus stop signs. We're currently missing about 17. So part of this agreement is we'll do everything we can with optimizing the routes, but we also need them to replace some fixed drop signs because there's stops that don't have signs up them at all. So that definitely has a big impact on ridership. So that's the main focus there. We're hoping with those numbers, we were probably getting about seven or nine factory workers on the buses at a time going out. Now it's like one or three. Three is a big number now. So with the calculations of that, hopefully with these times getting in earlier, we can increase that by about 1,500 for the year in ridership. So, yeah.
Now, where are the riding? What factories or where are the stops that people are usually going to in Rantoul or down here?
So for the industrial park, you said? I'm sorry.
Oh, either way.
Either way,
you know, they're coming down from Rantoul to Champaign or from Champaign to Rantoul. Where are the big stops?
Yeah, absolutely. So Illinois Terminal, Round Barn, and then Lincoln Square here in Champaign-Urbana. And then we're going through Wabash and Tanner. So going straight through Rantoul and then to Walmart. So those are the two stops in Rantoul.
I mean, like, with the factories, where are the people? Their end destinations, I should say.
Yeah, absolutely. So Rantoul Foods and Geldman. So the factories that start with Geldman and then end at Rantoul Foods.
Rantoul
Foods.
I thought I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah, and the names have changed. There's been a lot of changes going on with the factories. So layoffs, you know, there's a lot of different things that we've researched to figure out, what we can do to increase ridership.
Keep in mind that the route between Champaign-Urbana and Rantoul is not part of the contract with the Director of Rantoul.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's part of the service that we provide as C cards, but it's not part of the contract that we have with the Village of Rantoul.
Right.
The service within the Village of Rantoul provides three routes within the village. Yeah.
Yes.
But they do intertwine because there are people who live in Champaign who work at the factories in Rantoul. So
yeah.
Just try to keep that in mind. But yes, it's not part of that.
Yeah, a couple questions. Do we know what happened to all these missing signs? Why they're missing?
We've been working to figure it out. It's honestly been kind of an uphill battle trying to communicate with the public works over in Rantoul to try and identify who's directly responsible for replacing those and where they've gone. I know they've done a lot of construction in Rantoul recently, especially in the downtown areas. And unfortunately, they will just remove signs without telling us. And so now at least since Sarah joined our team last March, we've been trying to identify how do we fix this issue. So that's, we hope it's construction. We hope it's not somebody else doing it that's not a part of the Public Works Department, but we've been trying to identify how do we fix this problem. So.
Yeah, maybe a board member from that area could check into something like that.
And I know a couple of times for sure, you know, there's construction, they removed a few signs, but put them back.
Another question on the other matter with the changing of the times is is there going to be a plan for notifying the public or signage and also a lead time before it takes effect so they're aware?
Yeah, absolutely. We'll have a rollout plan, and that'll include
educating the drivers and operators and educating the public. We'd like to hope to get to some social media going so we can help communicate that, but we'll do flyers and put things on the vans and at least give a couple months so people know.
Well, it will go in effect November 1st, this yeah. current contract. Due to, like, for IDOT guidelines, we do have to notify them 30 days in advance of any service changes to anything related to C-carts. So that, IDOT is, for one, they're aware that this is a contract discussion that we're going on. And then following getting the approval from the Champaign County, I will be notifying our program manager of the changes. And once we get that out, we'll start working on updating brochures to be handed out on November 1st, so.
I guess, do we have a roster of regular riders? Especially when we're moving up, mm-hmm. I hate for someone to plan on it being 9 and they come at 8:45 and miss it and because mm-hmm. they didn't hear about it. So perhaps there's a way we could reach out if we have a roster of regular clients and send a direct mail.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. We have our dispatcher schedulers are really awesome at keeping, like, contacts and following up with individuals that regularly use our service. So
yeah, absolutely. Most of the people are regulars, and we know who our new riders are each month because we track those. And we have many of their email addresses. We have all their home addresses, so if we need to mail some things out as well, we can.
Great, thank you.
Just another caveat with this contract. Previously, we have these contracts are 3 years. This year, they are wanting to just do a one-year contract due to these changes that we're hoping to see reflected in this next year of getting more engagement and ridership to those factories. So just wanted you guys to be aware of that as well. So we may be back in a year. So. Yeah.
Well, like May Lorraine?
Yeah.
Thank you. So I'll just put it on record. I think most of you heard before the meeting that being the interlocking county board member with RTAG, which is the Rural Transit Advisory Group, and we are kind of the first committee, you could say, that oversees C-carts. When this contract with Rantoul came before us last month, we didn't have a true contract. It was three options. They were negotiating with Rantoul, but we didn't know exactly how it was going to turn out or if we would even have a contract to bring. But we had enough. The five of us in RTAG had enough confidence in Sarah and Emma and Rita that we said we had a preference. But it was like all three of them ultimately were acceptable if that's what Rantoul really wanted. So we were confident enough in these three ladies that we said, do your best and let's see what we can get and then go ahead and bring it to the Highway and Transportation Committee today. So it was basically kind of a recommendation without a recommendation, I should say, a motion to, do what you can and hopefully get the best, the one that we wanted, but and it's not necessarily all that we wanted, like the idea of maybe just 1 year's. I can kind of understand it, but it would probably been ideal from our standpoint, of course, to have 3 years locked in, but again, just got to put it on the record. So think that they, it sounds like they did it as good as they can. And it is nice that we actually have a contract that Rantoul agreed to. So that's all.
And just to clarify, we started conversations with Rantoul in June, early June. We tried to communicate, with them in early June. And the communication went on and on and on and on.
Cancellations and
all the last week that they finally.
No, there's been a lot of effort and work put into it. So.
Was the kind of motivation for the 1 year primarily because they just don't know volume of riders and it's worth?
Yes. So that's our main goal is to what can we do to increase that fixed route ridership. Mm-hmm. But it will take, both of us coming together, with Rantoul also replacing the signs, because that's a huge part of it. But also us, optimizing the routes and doing whatever we can on our end to make that happen. So whether that's marketing and advertising, fixing the routes, starting earlier, we're just doing everything we can.
And these were things that we couldn't do before because we didn't have the buses.
Right. Yeah.
We have a huge limitation.
Thank you.
Unless you guys have any other further questions for us, I think that's all we have to share.
Okay. And again, they are requesting approval of the resolution authorizing the execution of the rental service contract between Champaign County and the Village of Rantoul.
So moved, Cagle.
Second, Pugh.
Okay, then moved to second. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Anyone opposed?
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Next item on our agenda is the county and township motor fuel tax claims for August.
I'll move, Sellard.
Yeah.
Second, Pugh.
Okay, any discussion?
That would be awesome. That would be very appreciated. No, thank you.
Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
Okay. Next item is to review the bid tab results. I'm going to actually share my screen. I just had a few things on here. On that bid tab, we had several bidders. The engineer's estimate was $761,325. Stark Excavating was the low bidder. Their bid at $828,140.05. That was 8.78% over our engineer's estimate. However, they were the low bidder on the project, and that has been awarded to Stark for that project. So I wanted to bring that before the board so you could see those results.
Do we know why there was such a big disparity? So like Stark being 8% over, like I sort of expect it to be higher a little bit sometimes than the engineer estimate, but like there's like 20 and 25% or 19 and 26.
Yes.
Like, is it just them trying to go, I don't want to do this, so I'm going to add more cost to it, or?
Some of that can happen easily. There has been, with the gas prices being so large, every item that we're hauling in becomes more expensive.
Right.
And so we are tending to see this increase over and over and over.
They might be trying to future-proof it because they might.
Right.
This is now, but it might go up an extra dollar or two by then.
Also, this project, we had allowed them to either, they could construct it at the end of the season this year or do it in the spring of next year. And so some of that is just timing and how it works for their schedule as well. So it's hard to say, but sometimes that flexibility gets you a better price so that they know they don't have to force it in this year. They're actually going to do it early next year. This contractor is. I don't know what everybody had planned to do. So there's so many juggling balls on that that it's hard to say. Brian, I don't know, do you have any other, you track these bridge things pretty close too?
It's always kind of a shot in the dark on some of these things, for sure, but I feel pretty good that four of them were pretty darn close, so I mean, five bidders, it's hard to, it's great to have that many options, so.
Yep.
But,
so I don't believe we need to do anything on that item. Next thing, we are going to look at the emergency purchase designation letter to the county board for regarding St. Joseph Township, structures 010-4377. I believe Jeff included the emergency purchase procedure in the packet on page 24. I put up a map here for the location we're looking at, if just as you can see that. Also in your packet were some photos of what we're looking at. So during a bridge inspection, we noticed this roadway shoulder really falling off. That's probably a 1 foot drop off on the edge here. The guardrail's beginning to lean. Really just that whole bank is unstable. And so started working with St. Joseph and the drainage district about what can be done. We've gone through several iterations of this, trying to figure out what to do. Ultimately, we decided upon the soil nail procedure with GSI International. And I took some pictures just off of their website to kind of try to describe this process. So they're going to actually drill soil nails into the bank. So you can see them sticking out there. Something along these lines. I mean, I've never seen this done, so I'm going to be learning as well. they do use it all over, and it has been a very cost-effective and helpful way to stabilize banks. So that's kind of step one. Then they, if you look on the left side of the picture, that mesh that they kind of bolt together at the end of those soil nails that are sticking out to provide a little bit of strength and somewhere for the shotcrete to go, and then there they're spraying the shotcrete over the mesh to create a stable bank. And then I just, here was kind of a general picture of kind of how it looks whenever it's done. So you can see it can go very vertical, which is what we're going to need at this site, and then also will help protect that guardrail that is in place. They're able to leave that in place, which is good for us for cost reasons, and then we'll come back in and finish out the shoulder to bring it back up to the proper elevation. So it's a lot of work, it's expensive. It's also, we did do some price checking with other ways that we might be able to fix this, and this was the most economical one that we came to, so that is why Jeff has entered into the contract with them for this emergency repair. Yes?
Didn't we talk about doing this somewhere else recently, too? The last few months? I'm trying to remember. Or somebody brought it up.
We may have talked about it when we had first heard about it something we were interested in. But
okay.
But I don't remember being interested in using it anywhere else.
Okay, yeah.
We also had recently a situation where we lost a bank underneath a bridge, and we had to do some major riprap placement there. So those are kind of similar, and that might have been the one that we were talking about here.
If I may, to since you seem to have more knowledge about this actual section of road, how much heavy vehicles go across this, would you say, on average? Combines, tractors, semis?
Tractors are a lot. I mean, I think, again, most of you probably heard, but this bridge is basically how I would get from my ground, because literally that picture there, the trees, in that picture there, or both pictures, the left side is my ground, and across the ditch is my aunt's ground, dad's sister's ground. So my house would be a little bit farther to the upper right. Oh, I had that backwards. I'm thinking wrong. Right is my ground. I'm not thinking right this morning. Right is my ground. Across the ditch is my aunt's ground to the left. So a little bit farther to the right, that's just an old hedgerow, but you follow that hedgerow a little bit farther to the right, which would be east, and you come to my house. So that there's a fair amount of traffic that goes across that bridge. Semis, yeah, in the fall and in the spring for hauling chemical and hauling out in the fall. Right now, there's not necessarily a whole lot of heavy traffic because harvest isn't in swing. One thing to take note is, I was going to bring up the idea the school bus does go up and down that road, so I don't know if it would be the highway department or the township or whoever, but it'd be nice to at least let them know at some point in time.
That's good to know.
The most hardship is probably going to be if you could turn that picture around and look back towards the south, then what the closest neighbor to the south, which would be on the west side of the road, he has a home business. Doing like tree removal, and he uses that road a lot to pull out. And the road east-west that this tees out on is Windsor Road, 1400 North. So he uses that a lot to go in and out for his work. But unfortunately, for the 3 weeks or so that this would be closed down, he'll just have to put up with it. It is an inconvenience, and if this happens this fall and it's during harvest, well, we'll have to probably drive around the section to get to the field over there, or to harvest it. So it's an inconvenience, but it's something that needs to be done.
How long would the road need to be closed?
They have 3 weeks of closure in their agreement.
Maybe a little more with weather.
Very generous. Yeah. It's really nice. If
it can be good. It doesn't sound like a lot personally to me.
Right.
I mean,
Is this from erosion or?
Basically, mm-hmm. over time. It's happened gradually. Mm-hmm. I would say to the point where, okay, not that I drive that every day, but just being around it, if you actually stop and look at it, it's kind of like, oh yeah, there is kind of a problem, but since it doesn't just, none of this happened just during one storm event. So it's not like you drive it one day, then you have the storm with a lot of water, and then you come back through, it's like, oh wow, that needs some attention. It kind of just gradually happened to where you didn't really notice it, you can kind of say.
You got a drainage area right next to it too, so.
Yeah.
Is it both sides of the road or just this west side?
It is only the west side.
Okay, so is it for the repair, would they need to close the entire section there?
They will with that drilling equipment, it sounded like. So it hangs out too far over into that other lane. And so they're going to want to keep that closed down for safety.
And this road is narrow.
Yeah.
You meet two cars on it, and you're pretty much one of them at least. You're kind of wanting to put
yeah.
If you were meeting two cars here, you would ideally probably the car on the east side would probably want to put their tires over right on, if not slightly into the grass of the ditch.
Yeah. Okay.
So if you try and meet a tracker, especially if it's dualed up or wide implement on this stretch of road with a car, it ain't gonna happen.
Yeah.
The car's either gonna have to back up or something.
Is this just a standard ditch, or they're, you know, they've got the fields right there, so runoff helps, you know, feed into it. Are there other drains leading to it?
I don't know how to answer that question.
Okay.
It's a pretty good sized ditch. So
yeah.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't traced the
It's taking water from.
Well,
it makes a big curve right at the bridge, which I'm not showing you the bridge right here. We're basically like standing on the bridge,
mm-hmm.
and water's going to come underneath the road at that location. So
to the east?
Yes.
Okay.
This ditch starts up, if you know the ditch, just on the north side of Riggs Brewery.
Yeah.
Okay. That's the start of that. I mean, that's not the true beginning, but it drains a good portion of Urbana there on the east side of Urbana.
Okay. So procedurally, Jeff's already signed the contract. It's in motion. We're just putting a stamp on it now.
I believe that is correct.
Okay.
Yeah, so the total price of the contract was $254,424. This project is being split 50-50 between the County Bridge Fund and St. Joseph Township. That's how that gets.
Can we get, maybe a good report back or somebody go out there, shoot a little video with their phone on when they're doing this process? That'd be very helpful.
Yes.
So we can, you know, we can show it, we can see it here, what they're doing. I think that'd be pretty cool to see.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Absolutely. On the funding, the drainage ditch, which my dad's one of the three drainage ditch commissioners, as is the St. Joseph Township Road Commissioner. He's on this drainage ditch as well. So that's two of the three. I haven't heard for sure, but I imagine it's going to be the drainage ditch. Drainage district is going to compensate St. Joseph Township for some of the money instead of tie in directly with the county, but they are talking about pitching in some of the money that the township otherwise would just have to meet to match the 50-50. So it's going to be, ultimately you could say, three parties paying into it, three different entities.
Good.
Actually, if I may add to that too, like I said before, is if they're out there working, can we just maybe get a heads up? Maybe some of us could just go out there and look at it too.
Absolutely.
Beyond just the video, because, you know, this is something that's new to us and we might be using it again in the future. Mm-hmm. It'd be kind of
good. I can try and remember to do that too, Brett, just since I do live there.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's kind of a neat process. The mm-hmm. like the drilling, for example, they're hollow stemmed and they pump grout through it continuously as they're drilling, and it sounded like it drilled about a 4-inch hole, but the idea is the pressure of the grout expands that into a basically a 6-inch hole once it's expanded, and that's part of what helps nail it into the ground beneath. So.
So I guess we would, I'm not entirely sure what we need to.
I don't think that we need any board action. This is just information only.
It is just information? Okay.
I believe that's what Drew said in his email too, that
okay.
We did not need any board action. This was just for information.
Okay.
And that's why
okay.
He put the emergency process in there.
That's why he included it. Okay. That is all I have.
So we're going into other business. Seeing there's no presiding officer's report, designated items replaced on the agenda would be A, B, C, D.
Just
A and B, I think.
Same
yes.
Okay, does anything else need to go in front of the board committee? If not, I declare us adjourned.
Thank you.
Well, I think John should ride the bus a few times and take some notes.
Actually,
get writers' names and addresses and phone numbers.
The number of people that don't know about it is incredibly discouraging. But like, part of it was they stopped writing it or they stopped using it after they realized they couldn't
meeting.
Get to the actual shift in time.
Yeah,
yeah,
makes sense. That was that's a big.
But then other people are like, I didn't even know this was a thing.
Oh yeah.
How close are you from harvesting? Because I was down in southern Illinois about 2 weeks ago, and they already had combined down the fields.
We haven't truly gone out in 4 years.
I haven't had my battery yet, but...
We're still...
We're doing wet, but it's got wet there, and now it's starting to dry.
We're still probably at least a couple weeks.
Right.
Whatever
I'm working on.
Well, seed corn.
Yeah.
There's been seed corn taken out. Within of that picture, within like a mile and a half, there's been seed corn taken out. But the closest I've heard of any field corn, and this was just like opening up fields, and I didn't hear a moisture report. The closest I've heard, I haven't seen any myself of just the actual field of corn, is Ivesdale. So, I mean, that's not all that far away, but it is
a little farther
south, and just depending on when they planted it and what maturity it was. But it's getting right there.
Lorraine, do you want a donut or anything?
So, yes.
No, it's because I was down there and they already started picking some fields.
Yeah.
But they had a, you know, I think they might have a little bit drier down there too.
And it's very likely.
I mean, they had you know, stalks with just almost no green on them.
Yeah.
A little bit.
We've got a few neighbors.
What do you want?
Their corn, just to look at it from
good?
The road, it looks like it's
further.
Right there.
There?
Yeah.
How quick they can get to it, I don't know. Like the one neighbor, I know they farm.
Want anything else?
It's not their ground, but guy farmed it. They farm fairly big.
Okay. I don't have another
fighter. Have ground over in
this one?
Piatt County, too.
Let me get you another
like that. So how quick they'll get to it.
Yep.
Those are good.
It has been dry here a bit, so I was
hoping
some of the stuff came down a little bit, but it's still been humid. So like,
yeah.
Yeah, maybe it is. Maybe it isn't, you know, drying out enough.
Your neighbor to the northwest. He was on the county board, right?
Mosier,
yeah. Is Harry's farm on the move?
Yeah.
Is that
right? Yeah.
Yep. I thought I heard that.
Yep.
Good.
Yep.
What?
I think technically Matt and Daniel.
Okay.
I mean, Steve
kind of in the background.
Sons, yeah. But I think
have a good day,
I don't know the exact range.
Yeah, enjoy.
I didn't hear
sure
what you said.
Sure.
I think it is kind of.
Today at the Legion. 559, they're doing a 9/11 memorial service at 3 o'clock to 5.
Taking some of the crop to actually sell, as opposed to just a straight out cash for it.
Well, without Jeff Wilson on the board, somebody else has to pick up the veterans and military stuff.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm sorry, you didn't get that or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah.
I know Bill very well.
All right, everybody take care.
Okay, have a good
you
day.
Too.
Do you lose
You should try one, probably.
That's supposed to be heavy. I don't think that's supposed to cut you down by weeks five.
Okay.
Enjoy. Have a good one.
But yeah, the team's dead by the time they got there. Ultimately, what I've heard is they think maybe he had heart of it.
Oh, okay. I couldn't remember how that all.
He ultimately, he